Inclusion of more women in African economies can unlock $287 billion within 6 years, according to the report by the Mastercard Foundation in collaboration with the McKinsey and Company consulting firm. The report is titled Young Women in Africa, Agents of Economic Growth and Transformation by 2030, released last week. The document examines the impact, challenges, and contributions of women in the African labor force. The report says young women are important contributors to the African economy, and their increased participation in the daily activities of different sectors of the economy could raise the GDP by 5 percentage points. The trend, however, has been in the other direction. The report notes that women's contribution to Africa's GDP declined from 18% in 2000 to just 11% in 2022. Marguerita Bagulo is one of the millions of women employed in and contributing to the growth of African economies. She works as a customer service representative for a company in Ghana. She says her company promotes gender equality and that women fight for their jobs.
I would like you to have a place where your gender is not really a problem, right? And I think it's great because we are given the same opportunity that our male counterparts are being given. And so in turn, that gives us the opportunity to stand up for ourselves and better ourselves in order to compete on the same level as our male counterparts.
In Namibia, despite government policies aimed at increasing women's participation in the economic sector, their participation rate has risen only to 2 points, 40% to 42% over a 5-year period, according to the report. The report notes some 10 African countries, most of them from Eastern and Western Africa, have the potential to achieve faster economic growth if they create and prioritize gender equality. However, persistent obstacles continue to keep many women out of the labor force. Wahu Muredi is an entrepreneur in Kenya. Muredi says she could not continue with her hair product business due to family commitments.
Business is hard generally for everyone, man and woman. But I think a woman has a bigger challenge because sometimes even looking for business opportunities, you are trading favors, sexual favors, instead of just doing work. But I think my biggest one has been balancing, trying to be mom and dad and at the same time being entrepreneur. I felt like I was losing on the parenting because I'm busy with meetings all the time.
Muredi has returned to a university to pursue further studies to better her life and that of her family. Samuel Nyandemu is a lecturer on economics at the University of Nairobi. He says more girls and women are enrolling in universities to increase their chances of joining the labor force, which is dominated by men.
I think what mostly are doing, they are on the hospitality industry. Some are in the managerial sector. In any case, you can see now when it comes to enrollment even in universities, the number is now increasing. That means in terms of job skills, they are really acquiring a lot of job skills within the African economies.
The Mastercard Foundation says private sector-led approaches, such as investing in after-school care led by young women, could create 3.2 million jobs. The researchers say women also need government-funded initiatives to expand centers to improve childcare initiatives. The Mastercard Foundation plans to invest $360 million to help more than 70,000 young women and girls complete their education, start businesses, and find job opportunities. Mohammed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.